We're also joined by renowned public radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Mayor Lorsa, your budget proposal upholds a campaign pledge by avoiding broad-based tax increases, but it does hike fees for permits and licenses by 10%. How do you justify that?
You know, when I speak with developers and with business owners, they tell me two things about investing in the city. They say we need a stable and predictable tax structure. And I'm very proud that we didn't raise the commercial tax rate this year, and we haven't done so for the past 4 years here in Providence. And then the second thing they tell me is that getting a permit seems impossible working through the Byzantine process at City Hall. And I propose a creation of a business concierge that'll be an advocate inside City Hall that's going to move these projects along to make sure that they work through the permit process as quickly as possible. And so it's not just about, you know, asking more in permit fees. It's about what they get in return. And this will certainly help them along.
You've been in office for a few months now. So how do you see the outlook for improving the city's economy? What is your strategy for doing that?
We have to build off of our strengths. You know, we have to work with the city council. There's a cluster analysis that they've currently undertaken. I'm excited to see the results. There's a 195 land that we have to, you know, promote. We also have the waterfront and our deep water channel. It's a great underutilized asset. I've been doing a lot of work on that. And I want to make sure that we have more imports and exports coming from our port. Then the other piece, too, a strategic strength that we have is arts, culture, and cuisine. And I'm really proud of the Providence International Arts Festival, a partnership that we have with First Works. We're going to have it the second weekend in June. And I think that the arts have to be at the heart of what we do in the city, and they have to be at the heart of our economic development plans as well.
Let's go to Scott.
You know, the rhetoric sounds great. And during your campaign, Mayor, you talked a lot about jobs and increasing economic activity in Providence. You've been mayor now starting your fifth month, and you still don't have an economic development director. Why is that?
We've had a long interview process. I've narrowed it down to one person. We're doing our due diligence, checking reference checks, and we should have an announcement on that very, very soon. I'm excited about the person that I have in mind. So hopefully the references check out, and that person will be on board very soon.
A report released by a city council committee last October called for creating a standardized approach for handing out special tax breaks rather than using a case-by-case scenario. I know this is a city council initiative, but it's a very important issue for the city. So how come the city hasn't moved forward on this yet?
Well, we've actually been doing a lot of work on this. And, you know, I have regular meetings with the city council president, and I've been meeting with a number of city council members on it. And we're at, you know, later stages of the process and coming up with a standardized TSA that works for everyone. And this broad-based agreement on the framework that we want to have, we're putting the finishing touches on it right now. But it's a priority of mine. I know it's a priority of the city council. And it's by working together that we're going to get this done.
Mayor, is a ballpark really the highest and best use of that land that's been cleared by the raising of 195? I mean, it seems we're just moving a bunch of minimum wage jobs 6 miles south from Pawtucket.
Depends on the deal, right? And it depends on the details of it. I wouldn't see an income stream over the years for the city of Providence. And I'd also like to see what kind of benefit this has for residual development in and around the 195 district. And so the devil's in the detail. You know, like everything else, I want, you know, if we do give subsidies to the Pawsox owners, I want to make sure that it's our residents who are working in these positions.
Well, there's seasonal, so there's a lot to work through. Jobs, though.
You know what? It's significant. You know that. You know, I understand that they're not, you know, $100,000 a year jobs, but it still makes a difference for the residents in our neighborhoods, for our kids, for our teenagers, and also for our adults. And so there are a lot of details that we have to work through, and I look forward to trying to make this work because it's an exciting opportunity, but it's not one that we're going to sell the city short or sell the city down the river for.
We're talking here with Providence Mayor Jorge Lorsa. And speaking of big deals, you support a $100 million plan to create a 1.6-mile streetcar line in Providence. Why should the city of Providence spend millions of dollars for this when it has so many other pressing needs and when bus service is so much less costly?
I'll be honest with you on this. I was actually very skeptical of the streetcar plan before I came into office. I've become convinced that it's a good idea for a couple of different reasons. I know that it's very, very expensive. But we've identified a source of federal funds that I'm very hopeful will qualify for. And if we bring these federal funds in, we can begin construction.
And yet now, the city would still have to pay a big chunk of it, would it not?
Well, somewhat. It would be tax incremental financing. So it would be paid through the additional tax revenue that the streetcar itself would create. We wouldn't see that tax revenue if it weren't for the streetcar. So yes, we would pay it, but it's through the streetcar's making. I think it's smart for the city because it's not just just about transportation. It's about economic development. Take New York City, for example. Look at property values right by a subway line as opposed to property values in a building that's maybe 10 or 12 blocks away. Everyone wants to be right by the subway. And just the same way in cities that have done a streetcar, people want to be right by the and develop right by the streetcar. So it's good for economic development. I want us to go all in here in the city on public transportation, and it has to be intermodal. I'm very excited about the RIPTA stations, the bus hub over at the train station and over at Garrahee, and I would love to connect them with better circulation downtown with the streetcar. You know, we need something changed. You know, there's a cultural issue here in Providence that people just refuse to ride RIPTA. And if history teaches us anything from other cities, people who won't ride the bus, they'll ride the streetcar. And if they ride the streetcar, they're more likely to ride the bus down the road.
Mayor, what are your thoughts on trying to fill this gaping hole, this kind of knocked out tooth in downtown at the Superman building? You have any ideas?
You know, there's no silver bullet for it. I've had conversations and, you know, how to have, explore very creative ideas. I've spoken with engineers. I've spoken with designers and artists. You know, at the end of the day, this is a private building, a private developer, but, you know, it's right in the heart of our cityscape, and I want to do everything that I can to make sure we bring it back to life.
Your budget includes a $2 million hike in revenue from parking meters. We know that part of your plan is possibly raising meters to $5 an hour or $10 an hour during events at PPAC or the Civic Center, so it would still be cheaper than parking in a lot. But does this send a wrong message to people who are thinking about coming to Providence that there's going to be a more zealous attempt to gather parking meter revenue?
I don't know about that. You know, people come to Providence and they park, they pay $10, $15 for parking. And, you know, if they're lucky enough to park on the street, you know, they're going to park there for only $2. And, you know, we're missing out on a lot of revenue. Another part of this is also we want to equip all of our parking meters to take credit cards. It's so inconvenient. I mean, I hardly handle in cash anymore. I hardly ever have change in my pocket. It's more convenient and it's much more efficient and effective for people throughout the city. And I believe that through technology and through innovation, we can do so much better to provide convenience and efficiency for all of our residents and our visitors.
And we're almost out of time here, but I have to ask you about snow. There were a lot of Providence residents and people who work in Providence who were disappointed with the city's snow removal efforts this past winter. We know Rodon really got socked with snow, and yet the city's efforts were seen as lacking. How can you assure residents and people who work in Providence that things will be better the next time around?
Well, you know, we had a historic winter, and you know, I've been keeping track and reading a lot of the literature on climate change, and a lot of scientists tell us that, you know, it wasn't an aberration, that this might be the new normal going forward. And that's why I propose a 13% increase in the snow budget for this coming year. And then on the spring side of it, once the spring comes, we have a lot of sand on the ground. And so I propose a 10% increase in the street sweeping budget. I'm committed to these basic city services. And I brought in a full-time director at the Department of Public Works, someone who has an operations background. And, you know, we have a number of new initiatives that we want to implement to make our provision of basic city services much more efficient and much more effective. I'm excited about what we're doing around innovation and technology. We have the right leadership in place, and I'm confident that going forward, we'll be ready for the challenge.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza.
Great to be here. Thank you.